Prior to starting this lecture, let's give an enterprise architecture a definition that is a little less obscure than the ones previously presented by CIO.com and Gartner. According to practitioner researchers Geisler, Armour and Valivola in 2005, enterprise architecture identifies the main components of the organizations, its information systems, the ways in which these components work together in order to achieve defined business objectives, and the way in which information systems support the business processes of the organization. These components include staff, business processes, technology, information, financial, and other resources. This definition raises forward some important remarks. First, the enterprise architecture should cover not only the technology, but also the functional business components, such as operational processes. Second, the aim is to understand how these components are interconnected and how they performed for the business goals. Therefore, as noted by Jansen and Hjort-Madsen in 2007, enterprise architecture can be seen as a system of systems, the master plan or city plan, that detail policies and standards for the design of infrastructure technologies, databases, and applications. It has been discussed quite a lot who actually invented what nowadays is known as enterprise architecture. Quite commonly, it is argued that the idea and the term enterprise architecture was coined by IBM's John Chapman, the man behind the Chapman framework, which was released in 1987. Chapman later further developed his framework with his colleague John Florian Sova, a computer scientist and early expert in artificial intelligence and computer design, and the inventor of conceptual graphs. This iterated framework, published in 1992, was pretty much the same as what is still the current version of the Chapman framework. The Chapman framework, however, by no means was the first EA framework or method. Actually, it is not the method at all, but rather an ontology for enterprise structure and technologies. Neither was Chapman first to publish the key ideas of enterprise architecture. What to the current knowledge can be attributed as the earliest origins of the modern enterprise architecture is the Business Systems Planning, BSP. The Business Systems Planning methodology was initiated by IBM in the 1960s and was led by P. Dwayne Walker. The first edition of BSP was published in 1975 and included many ideas and aspects that are reminiscent to modern EA. BSP activities are carried out by a dedicated group of experts whose responsibilities include collecting data by interviewing managers and developing information systems plans in a top-down manner. BSP information systems plans describe the relationship between organization, business processes, data, and information systems. BSP uses relationship matrices, information systems networks, flowcharts, and other techniques to model processes, systems, and data. BSP is implemented in a stepwise manner, starting from identifying business objectives, defining business processes and data, analyzing the existing IT landscape, and developing a desired future information systems plan, and ending with preparing an action plan and communicating it. Notably, later edition of BSP published in 1984 used the concept of architecture to describe the relationship between business processes and data classes. After BSP, several other consultancy companies and experts proposed similar top-down oriented architecture planning methodologies in the 1980s. All these methodologies use the notion of architecture as a formal description of the relationship between business and IT. For example, Nolan, Norton and Company Consultancy used a stepwise method to design and develop architectures. This method suggested the following phases. 1. Develop and agree definition of architecture. 2. Identify and involve architecture stakeholders. 3. Determine the key questions to be answered with architecture. 4. Build baseline of the existing architecture. 5. Formulate the strategic architecture vision. And 6. Organize an effective IT department capable of managing and implementing the architecture. Now, let's slow down a little and for a minute contemplate the concept of architecture. The term architecture was actually first used by the said John Sahman in 1984 in his paper Business Systems Planning and Business Information Control Study, a comparison. The paper was published in IBM Systems Journal. However, according to Kotusev, this appears to have happened accidentally. The term was not defined in the paper and it was used only once in the text. Later, Sahman's seminal article in 1987 was titled as a framework for information systems architecture, so the term enterprise was still not there. The term enterprise architecture was first consistently used by Rigdon in 1989 when he described the NIST-EA model, although still it was used without any specific definition of its meaning. The term enterprise architecture was first formally defined by Richardson and others in 1990 in their MIS quarterly paper describing the application of the PRISM framework in a large oil company. They defined EA as an architecture that defines and interrelates data, hardware, software, and communication resources, as well as the supporting organization required to maintain the overall physical structure required by the architecture. The first EA methodology, called as Enterprise Architecture Planning, or EAP for short, was proposed by Spevak and Hill in 1992. The authors note that EAP has its roots in IBM's BSP and prescribes essentially the following sequence of steps to practice EA. 1. Understand and document the current state of an organization. 2. Develop the desired future state of an organization. 3. Analyze the gaps between current and future stages. 4. Prepare the implementation plan. And finally, 5. Implement the plan. According to whatis.com, the framework is, in general, a real or conceptual structure intended to serve as a support or guide for the building of something that expands the structure into something useful. So by this means, an enterprise architecture framework can be defined as a conceptual structure that can be used to guide building the purposeful and well-aligned structure of an enterprise. So something like the Sahman framework, for example. But what was the first EA framework if it wasn't the one by Sahman? The plot thickens in the next episode.